Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
This is The Morning Five. I'm your host, Michael Ware, President and CEO of the Center for Christianity and Public Life, giving you 5 minutes of news and scripture Mondays through Thursdays. Today is Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Let's open with scripture. Today I'll read from Philippians 2. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. May God bless the reading of his word. Friends, good to be with you. Hope you're having a good morning so far. Let's get to the news. First, lawmakers have unveiled a bipartisan Federal Aviation Administration reauthorization deal, which aims to address the nation's shortage of air traffic controllers and implement technology to reduce the risk of runway collisions. It would not institute a controversial increase in the pilot retirement age, which was under discussion. The draft legislation from the House and Senate committees overseeing the agency sets the FAA's priorities. It would authorize more than $105 billion in appropriations for the FAA and $738 million in appropriations for the National Transportation Safety Board for fiscal years 2024 through 2028, a procedural move in the Senate. Last week made way for a vote as soon as this week. The temporary law guiding the FAA is set to expire on May 10th. This, of course, comes the period where there's been a lot of eyes on aviation safety. We saw last week the announcement from Secretary of Transportation regarding new regulations around consumer protection in the airlines, and so interesting that this all sort of builds up to reauthorization for the Federal Aviation Administration. Second news item, a federal appeals court ruled on Monday that state health insurance plans must provide coverage for transgender healthcare procedures. The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals issued its decision about two cases in North Carolina and West Virginia in an 8-6 decision. The majority of the Fourth Circuit decided that patients are entitled to health insurance coverage for their care, and to reject coverage amounted to discrimination. These cases were heard by the Fourth Circuit, which has 7 judges appointed by Republican presidents and 8 judges appointed by Democratic presidents. Officials in North Carolina said that they would be taking the case to the Supreme Court. Finally, a U.S. appeals court on Monday ruled that 19 Democratic attorneys general can defend a new Biden administration rule that would require public companies to report climate-related risks against legal challenges by Republican-led states and industry groups. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals allowed the group, which was led by attorneys general for Massachusetts and the District of Columbia, to intervene in consolidated litigation that seeks to block the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's March regulations. environmental groups, including the Sierra Club and the Natural Resources Defense Council, have also challenged the rule. All right, let's end it there for today, and we'll close with Dallas Willard's version of the Lord's Prayer. Dear Father, always near us, may your name be treasured and loved. May your rule be completed in us. May your will be done here on earth in just the way it is done in heaven. Give us today the things we need today, and forgive us our sins and impositions on you as we forgive all who in any way offend us. Please don't put us through trials, but deliver us from everything bad. Because you are the one in charge, and you have all the power, and the glory too is all yours forever, which is just the way we want it. All right, friends, thank you for joining me. As always, The Morning Five is brought to you in partnership with the That Sounds Fun Network, supported by the Center for Christianity and Public Life. Hope you have a wonderful day.